going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Earthquake.
It was strong. I have my two coworkers with me today, and we all just ran for the doors. We didn't know what to do, honestly.
Yeah, it's kind of a theme for today's show. Don't get complacent in Southern California. This morning was a good reminder that the big one is lurking just around the next corner.
The real lesson from all of this is that we are living in an earthquake country. This has some advantages. It produces beautiful topography, but eventually there are large damaging earthquakes, and we simply should be prepared.
Welcome to the shaky edition of the LA Local for Monday, April 14th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your ducking and covering host, Jonathan Service. Coming up on today's show, a San Andreas adjacent fault line fires a warning shot across the bow. Did you get a shake alert notice on your phone before the quake hit? There are staggering numbers of extremely dangerous drivers who are still legally licensed out on California roads. And at the end of today's show, the film and TV productions in Los Angeles are way down as we continue to lose our status as the entertainment capital of the world. But first, considering how much worse it could have been, we got a very gentle reminder today that Southern California is one gigantic seismic zone. The 5.2 magnitude quake hit shortly after 10 a.m. in the small town of Julian, northeast of San Diego. It rattled nerves, knocked a lot of stuff off of shelves of local markets, and demonstrated that a lot of us have forgotten those earthquake drills we used to go through in school.
So we were just actually sitting in a meeting. I'm one of the workers there. Talking casually, everything started shaking, things started falling off the shelves, so everyone who was near the doorway kind of just ran outside. Other people were ducking for cover under the tables, but it was a strong earthquake. It was crazy.
Pretty sure you're not supposed to run outside during an earthquake, but that's what I remember from those earthquake drills. That'll come up later. Thankfully, no major damage, no injuries reported. The quake struck on the Elsinore Fault Line, considered to be almost a little brother of the mighty San Andreas. I talked about it with USC geophysicist Yehuda Ben Zion, director of the statewide California Earthquake Center.
So this is a very large fault. It's a member. It occurred on the Elsinore Fault. The Elsinore Fault is one member of the San Andreas Fault System, which consists of sets of sub-parallel faults in Southern California. It accommodates about 10% of the plate motion between the North America and the Pacific plates. So that gives you a sense of how important it is relative to the San Andreas and the San Jacinto. But it is a major fault that in the past had earthquakes larger than magnitude 7 based on paleoseismic studies.
Right. Okay. So it's has a lot of destructive potential. Right, and runs through some pretty heavily. The epicenter today was in a fairly sparsely populated area of San Diego. I guess we got kind of a bit lucky that that's where it landed, but the potential is there for something much, much more destructive, I would imagine.
So the potential for the Elsinore Fault, has a potential for something much more destructive. And you are correct that this earthquake, the hypocenter was relatively sparse area near Julian, but earthquake of that size magnitude 5.2 typically does not generate damage. It's still too small. It is widely felt, as you said, but it does not generate damage. We usually get damage when the magnitude exceeds 6, magnitude 6, 6, 6.5.
You're probably sick of getting these questions every time there is a, you know, fairly significant earthquake somewhere around Southern California, because we're always focused on the big one, right? Something on the San Andreas Fault or close to it.
Yeah.
When a quake of this size and in this location, as I think you mentioned, it was a part of the San Andreas Fault network,
yeah.
Does that have any impact on releasing tension, building up tension? Do we even know? Is it complete guesswork at this point how a quake like this might impact future earthquakes?
Yeah, so this earthquake is really part of an ongoing seismicity. I mean, that earthquake already had 200 recorded aftershocks with magnitude larger than zero. So we have ongoing seismicity, and this is really part of it. So the answer to your question, the earthquake does not have, it is too small to have a clear direct impact on a follow-up larger earthquakes. However, statistically, this earthquake could cascade, 5.2 could statistically lead, let's say in the coming week, to a larger earthquake with a probability that is less than 10%. And this probability will decay in time.
So let me just set the scene here in the KNX newsroom around 10 a.m., seconds before the quake hit. One by one, all of our writers, editors, and producers have the shake alert notifications start to go up, and we all kind of pop our heads up from the cubicles, and we're all looking around at each other, waiting for the shaking to start, wondering how big and how close the quake will get. Did the alerts work for you?
I did get the alert beforehand. So I had about 5 seconds before trying to figure out what it was. I thought it might be, I didn't know what it was. I thought it might be a joke, but it actually worked very, very well. And when the punching bag, which is 100 pounds, started swaying, I've never seen it sway like that before. And so that was I didn't actually drop and cover. I should have, but it was a pretty intense. So it was a wake up call.
That was Dan, who called into KNX after it was all over. The Shake Alert app seemed to do his job today. KNX morning anchors Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore asked Robert DeGroote from the U.S. Geological Survey if he remembers those earthquake drills from school.
So when it happens, it comes over your phone, too. Do you immediately duck cover and hold on? Do you do what you're supposed to? Or are you kind of like the rest of us, where we know what we're supposed to do, and then we just kind of panic and do something else?
I take the action, but immediately I know that I need to jump into response mode. But I want to make sure, just like everybody else should be sure, that they're safe first. Because one thing we don't know is that when that shaking begins, how intense it's going to get. So that's why, if some people may say, I got a lot of seconds of warning time, but that's a good thing because you may be down and safe before the heaviest shaking arrives. So we want you to be there before the ground really starts to shake, if it does really start to shake more.
I had a couple different pop-ups on my phone, so I must have just signed up for every app that was available years ago when they started launching. But you don't have to sign up, quote unquote, for Shake Alert, right? Your thing. That's sent out as part of like the emergency alert system to the cell phones. These are other things. There's My Shake. There's other ones that kind of have, because people always ask, well, why didn't I get it? Or why did I get it so late? And I think maybe a quick refresher on what I do need to do or I don't need to do to be ready for the next time.
Yes, some of the things are automatic. For example, wireless emergency alerts. If you've turned on all the settings in your emergency alerts section of your phone, you should be getting wireless emergency alerts. If you've downloaded My Shake on your phone, you should be getting that as well. If you have an Android-powered phone, you would be getting alerts from the Android operating system.
For the record, out of all of us highly trained and experienced journalists here at KNX, exactly zero of us got under our desks after the shake alert notices started going off. My elementary school teachers would be so ashamed. All right, quick break here to take care of some business, and then we're back with deadly drivers still motoring around California, free and clear, and an explanation of why film and TV productions are fleeing Los Angeles. It's the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the LA Local. I'm Jonathan Service. If you've driven on any of Southern California's freeways or highways, it doesn't take long to notice that there are a lot of horrible drivers on the roads. And while the careless and inconsiderate drivers here, who have this annoying tendency of either driving way too slow or way too fast, those guys are all super annoying. But there's another far more dangerous group of drivers on our roads and highways who probably shouldn't even be licensed anymore. Independent reporting outlet CalMatters did a fascinating and scary investigative piece identifying thousands of drivers who have multiple convictions for DUI, vehicular manslaughter, and much more, who barely skipped a beat and remain on the roads to this day because the California DMV continues to issue them unrestricted licenses. Robert Lewis at CalMatters is the reporter behind the story.
Just the big picture takeaways, looking at all of these records, 40% of drivers who were charged, criminally charged with vehicular manslaughter since 2019 have a valid license. We found about 150 drivers who actually got a license from the DMV within 1 year of allegedly causing a fatal crash on the road. And we found around 400, about 15% of the drivers who we looked at who either got another ticket in another collision or both after the date of causing the fatal crash, suggesting at least that killing someone on the road did not make them or their behavior behind the wheel any safer.
And you have a bunch of these listed at the top of your article, but some of the most egregious examples that you discovered of people in California who probably should have their license suspended at the very least, if not outright revoked and losing driving privileges in the state. How many people managed to keep right on driving because the DMV did not catch them and did not revoke their license?
There were so many stunning cases throughout the state. I found a guy in Sacramento who had 6 DUIs and had a conviction for reckless driving in Washington State after he was caught fleeing police while his passenger tried to dump heroin out the window. He got his license back and the next year drove drunk again and killed a young man in Sacramento County. There was a guy who had 17 traffic tickets, including fleeing police, street racing, reckless driving, and he caused a crash that killed a toddler. There was a guy whose record jumped to, it was 2 pages in a recent criminal court filing. He had like a dozen speeding tickets with some driving unlicensed. He got a license back in 2019, promptly got 3 more speeding tickets, and then was allegedly speeding again when he caused a crash that killed 3 women. So there was just so many cases around the state.
Lewis cites several reasons for why the DMV continues to issue these people licenses, and it ranges from the DMV's woefully outdated computer system just not keeping up. He also blames court systems that are not talking to each other from county to county and jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And then there's the DMV's point system, so habitually dangerous drivers are more likely to slip through the cracks. By the way, Lewis said he was so alarmed at reporting this story that it actually forced him to change his driving habits and be a little bit more cautious out on the road. All right, last story for today. Hooray for Hollywood? As a damning report out today from Film LA, it's the local film commission here, found that on-location production in Greater Los Angeles declined by almost 25%. In the first quarter of 2025. Some of that was due to the fires in Altadena and Pacific Palisades in January, but this continues a trend of steady declines in shooting here in what is still supposed to be the entertainment capital of the world. I called up Tom Noonan, founder of the independent studio Bullseye Entertainment, and asked him about his own experiences trying to film in Los Angeles.
My primary view of it is that other states and other countries around the world have made it much easier to find rebates and incentives than the state of California has, or the city of Los Angeles has in particular. It's not that rebates and incentives don't exist here. It's that much more attractive rebates and incentives exist elsewhere.
Yeah, expand on that, if you will, because we talked to film commission members for Los Angeles, Film LA. There's a state film commission the whole mission is supposed to be constructing and delivering more effective tax credits and incentives to film here. And it doesn't seem to be getting the job done. So, I mean, talk about a little bit about your experiences of dealing with California versus, say, Atlanta or Oklahoma.
Well, I'll start with independent film. Independent film is always given the back seat or the way back seat with the state of California. But the state of California favors big budget movies and big budget series. And as a result, you have independent film migrating across the United States and around the world, seeking out much easier to access rebates and incentives. So, for example, I've made two movies in the past 2 years. One was a $5 million movie, another one was a $9 million movie, both independently financed. Neither of them got any love from the state of California when it came to rebates and incentives because we didn't have distribution and we weren't high profile enough for them. Other states are much friendlier. Other countries are much friendlier when it comes to independent film. I've had firsthand experience, which has led me to go make a movie in Oklahoma and another movie in Spain recently.
Can you explain, for people who are uninitiated here, can you explain some of the economics at work here that lead filmmakers, TV makers like yourself, to pick somewhere else to actually shoot?
Well, just imagine if you're getting 50% of your budget returned to you in a rebate in Hungary, for example. Of course, you would fly out 30 to 50 department heads to Budapest. You know, if you're getting a 50% cost reduction, like that's why it just doesn't make sense to shoot here. But the state of Georgia has no stated ceiling on their rebates. They just decide when they can afford it and when they can't, what they can afford and what they can't. But the state of California routinely runs out of money quickly because they back these massive blockbuster movies. And if that's the case, they can only back like 3 or 4 projects a year. You know, and as you know, Marvel has permanent headquarters in Georgia. Netflix has permanent headquarters in New Mexico. Lionsgate has permanent headquarters in New Mexico, all because the rebates are guaranteed and there's no limit.
This report really comes as a gut punch, especially on the heels of the entertainment industry taking an absolute beating from the COVID disruptions, followed by the writers and actors strikes in 2023. This is not the news we wanted to get. All right, sorry to end today's show on such a downer. I promise we'll be more optimistic tomorrow. This has been the LA Local for Monday, April 14th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. I'm Jonathan Service. Thanks for joining us today. Be back with happier news tomorrow. Be well.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.